this is why I love you. Ooh, this is why I love you. Because.
Everyone, please rise. Always love my microphones. On behalf of both Brandon and Rachel and their families today, we welcome all of you to this great day of celebration as Brandon and Rachel are united together in marriage. Before all of you and also the Lord, without God in a marriage really isn't anything, because God is the one who established marriage from the very beginning of time. And I thank the Lord that we can know that He is the one who unites us together. So would you bow your heads with me this afternoon and let us pray and ask for God's blessings on our time together here today. Father in heaven, we come to you today in the name of Jesus. We're so thankful that we have access before you, that you have provided a way for us to come into relationship with you and to be bound to you and experience the oneness of the Spirit of God in our lives. Marriage is a beautiful picture of what heaven is. And we pray today that as we share in this marriage and this wedding time together, that the presence of your Holy Spirit will be upon all of us. And then once again, we'll be reminded of the wonderful promise that we have in Jesus Christ, that through his blood, his sacrifice, his resurrection from the dead, that we have life eternal in the presence of the glory of God. So Lord, we just pray today that your presence and spirit will be upon us as we join them together in marriage this afternoon. In Jesus' name, amen. Who gives this woman to be married to this man? You may be seated. Welcome, guys. Good to see you today. It's a privilege to be able to be a part of your wedding ceremony today and to just know that God is blessing us in a very special way as we share together here today. A passage of scripture that I want to read. Everybody tells me I have to hurry, so they don't want me to do a 45-minute message. So Philippians 2, verses 1 through 8, favorite passage of scripture. Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and one in mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves. Do not look to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Marriage, as I have already said, is a tremendous picture of what heaven is really all about and the relationship that we have with God through Jesus Christ, because the Holy Spirit unites us with him, and through the sacrifice that Jesus has made and our confession that he is Lord of our lives, the oneness of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit is established in marriage. And God uses marriage as an example before the world of what he is like, really, and how our relationship is joined with him. There are several things in this passage of Scripture that really stand out. And as Paul writes this, he says that we need to have the same, we need to have this tender compassion. But the big thing is, he says, being like-minded. And Scripture tells us in 1 Corinthians that God has given us the mind of Christ. So as a couple, you have the same mind, the mind of the Spirit of God dwelling in you to guide and direct you, so you become like-minded. Have the same love, which is agape, the sacrificial, the willingness to give all you have for the benefit of the other. And he basically describes that as he goes on here, because he says, being one in spirit, one in mind, not looking at your own interests, but the interests of others, and in your relationship with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus. And that's so important to know, that you're exhibiting to each other, in example, the mind of Christ. And so whatever happens in your life, it's always important to remember, oh, Jesus is the one I'm showing forth in my life. It's no longer me, you, but now it's us. And that's a precious thing to have in life. There's a little quote that I always like to share. This was written down centuries ago by a guy by the name of J.C. Tinsman, who stated, "The woman whom God has as a helpmeet for man was not taken from his head to rule over him." No rulership, no dominance, nor from his feet to be trampled by him. But some people have the wrong view of a relationship. The woman controls the whole household and the marriage and everything, but that's not what God designed. God designed for you to be equal. There's others who feel like the man is totally in control and that he can stomp on his wife, basically, as far as anything that she has to do, and that's not right either before God, because that's not what he planned. It says that God made her from his side that she might be his equal. So you're no longer, one below another. And that's not what God designed as far as Scripture was concerned. So you are equal. She was made from under his arm that she might receive his protection. That's very important. We, as the head of the household, are to protect our wives and our children and to watch over them. She was made from near his heart that she might own and command his love. The big thing is, we guys are told to love our wives. Our wives aren't told to love us. We're to love them. And because we love them, then they respect us. And that's what God has asked the woman to do for the man, is to respect her, to respect him. And because you love her with this passionate love, this undying love, she will then respect you as the head of her life. And as you keep that in mind in your life, it will keep you committed to each other as well. So, Brandon, now that you understand what the Scriptures say about marriage, will you accept the responsibility as a husband to love and protect your wife and keep yourself only for her as long as you live?
I will.
And Rachel, Now that you understand what the scriptures say about marriage, will you accept the responsibility as well as a wife to honor and respect him and keep yourself only for him as long as you live? You may turn and face each other. We do a little handoff here, everybody, with the crutches. Join your hands together. Brandon, you first. I, Brandon.
Take you, Rachel.
To be my wife. To have and to hold.
From this day forward.
For better, for worse. For richer, for poorer. In sickness and in health. To love and to cherish. Till death separates us. According to God's holy ordinance. And thereto I pledge. My love to you. And Rachel. Take you, Brandon. To be my husband. To have and to hold. From this day forward. For better, for worse. For richer, for poorer. In sickness and in health. To love and to cherish. Till death separates us. According to God's holy ordinance. And thereto I pledge. My love to you. And what token do you give today of your love for Rachel?
A ring.
I'll take the ring. If you've been at a Christian wedding ever in your life, you've heard this story probably many times, because we pastors like to really bring it across of what this ring represents, because it's representation of course the love and that Rachel and Brandon have for each other. It's made of gold, which is the least tarnished metal that we know of in our world. What is important about that is that marriage and the love that we have for each other should be able to endure anything throughout a lifetime. Whatever, and Brandon and Rachel, there's a lot of tests that will come against your relationship and your marriage. And yet, the love that you have for each other will not be damaged by that because of the strength of the love that you have for each other. The ring is also, doesn't have a beginning and end. When you marry, God has said, this is forever. So your union is a forever relationship, a vow before the Lord that you're going to keep yourselves to each other for the rest of your life. So Brandon, would you take the ring, please? Place it on Rachel's left hand. And Brandon, you may repeat after me. With this ring.
I marry you.
And bind my life.
To yours.
It is a symbol.
Of my eternal love.
In the name of the Father.
The Son.
And the Holy Spirit. And Rachel. Would you take the ring, please, and place it on his left hand, please, and repeat after me. With this ring,
I marry you
and bind my life
to yours.
It is a symbol of my eternal love,
my everlasting friendship, and the promise
of all my tomorrows. A little bit different than his. At this time, Brandon and Rachel are going to light the unity candle. And the unity candle also is a symbol of the two coming together in relationship with each other. We have the two candles on the outside, which represents their two lives separately. As the candle is lit, it symbolizes again the coming together and the union that they have with each other as husband and wife.
I prayed for you.
This is almost over. Brandon and Rachel, you have committed yourselves to uphold the standards of marriage as established in the Bible. You've shared vows with each other. You've exchanged rings. You've lighted the unity candle, symbolizing your undying love for each other. We have prayed that the Holy Spirit will bind you together as one for the rest of your lives. And the Bible teaches and tells us what God has bound together, let no man separate. So let's pray together as we let the Holy Spirit do his work of ministry in your lives today. Father, we thank you today that the presence of your Holy Spirit is what binds us together. The words that we say are very, very, very important, but without the power of your Holy Spirit, there would be no union. So we pray that the unifying power of the Holy Spirit will bind Brandon and Rachel together today, and that throughout their lifetime together, that they will recognize that they are instruments of yours to bring glory to the kingdom of God, that the world will see in them a union that actually is what you desire to have with each of us as human beings. And I pray that as you bless this family, Lord, with children, that you will give them wisdom in raising their children, that you will give them strength, that you will give them the understanding of their responsibilities as husband and wife. I pray for your Spirit just to guide and direct Brandon as husband, that he will recognize that he has a tremendous responsibility over a family, but because of the power of your Spirit, again, resting on him, he will have that ability to accomplish what you have for him, and that his family will be an instrument of glorifying to you. I pray for Rachel, Lord, that you will lay your hand of anointing upon her as a wife, as a mother, that you will give her understanding in raising children and Brandon as well, that they will feel the power of your Spirit just leading them as they raise their children together. Empower them with your Spirit, and we pray that they will be a blessing to your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. And Brandon, because God has given me authority as a pastor, I pronounce that you are husband and wife today, and you may kiss your bride. Oh. Let me face the audience. It's my pleasure as their pastor to present to you today Mr. and Mrs. Brandon Loisel.
Out, the ushers will come tonight. It's a the stars.